Australian Canadian Music Show. We're back for another hour. You might want to check out our blog, ausstrandedradio.com, which has archive podcasts of over 300 shows. We're also at Twitter, at ausstranded, and facebook.com/ausstrandedradio. And this is a show where we play an eclectic mix of independent and underground music from Australia and Canada. And we like to dip into the archives in the first set of songs. This week, we're going to play a few songs from Art Bergman. He is a legendary punk rock musician from British Columbia. He started out in Abbotsford way, way back. His first band was called Mount Lehman Grease Band. And a move to Vancouver saw him become very well known on the scene with the band Poisoned. And after that, and of course the Young Canadians. Young Canadians and Poisoned, and then into a solo career which he's active with to this day, although he has been in failing health of the last few years. He's, I believe, currently based in a small town in Alberta. And Twitter is a great way to get attention, I guess, and I notice he's been putting up links to some of his older songs, and that's a great way for me to have become informed about some of his older music. So I thought I'd play for you a couple of the tracks that he posted in the last little while. The first one is Sexual Roulette, from an album by the same name that came out in the early 90s. And also a track from his self-titled record, American Wife, that also came out in the early 90s. And then a track from his latest record, The Apostate, which came out only a couple of years back. And we'll hear a track from that called Mirage. So here's the great Art Bergman from British Columbia. We're going right back to a record called Sexual Roulette. It was his second solo release, released in 1990, and here's the title track.
from after the last. Give us a piece from before the birth. Give us a piece from after we pass. Like a river of memory that runs between. Desert with the skulls on your screen.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
Anthasyakuya, Talitin, Homusqueam, Mustail. Canadian music legend Art Bergman there, with three tracks from his back catalogue. The first track was from a record called Sexual Roulette from 1990. It was a title track. And then we heard American Wife from his self-titled record, which came out the following year. And then The Apostate, which came out in 2016. We heard a track called Mirage. And I just discovered also he put out another record actually in 2017. Although it could be a reissue. It's an album called Remember Her Name. So I'm not sure about that one. I thought The Apostate was his most recent, so I'll check that for another show. All right, new Australian music now. The great Dave Graney is still out there on the road and producing fantastic music with longtime partner and drummer Claire Moore. Dave Graney has been active since the late 70s in originally a band called The Mooders. He's had various incarnations of his solo career in the past with a Dave Graney and the Coral Snakes, a Dave Graney and the White Buffaloes. Now it's Dave Graney and the Mistley with Claire Moore. And their latest record is very imaginatively titled Zipper Dee Doo, What Is What That This? And we're going to hear the lead-off track and single Baby, I Wish I'd Been a Better Pop Star. And then This Way North, in preparation of their latest Canadian tour, have a new single out called Night Terrors. They are very hard-working two-piece from Australia. And they tour Canada every summer, and they'll be playing a number of shows, including Artswells, of course. And then the Disgruntled Taxpayers. So they're a band, three-piece from Brisbane, Queensland. They've got in touch with me again. We played some of their music in the past. They feature Jack Donahue on guitar vocals, Mark Headley on bass, and Paul Donahue on drums. Described as three intrepid warriors for peace and justice who've been around the musical block. They are lovable, thrilling, intriguing characters with undeniable sex appeal. So they write songs that are a reflection of modern day life, whether that be by reflecting on intimate personal experiences of the world as a whole. As a whole, they try to approach things with an open mind and a willingness to explore musical ideas. Their latest album is called $5 Toaster, and we'll hear a track called Escalator Etiquette from that album. So this is new Australian music, starting out with Dave Graney and the Mistley from their latest record.
Shining star. I could be dead by now. It'd be all over. You could be on your fourth or fifth. I blew it, baby, I screwed up. When it was time to shine, I wasn't shining. I should have stayed on message. Should have repeated myself, repeated. Should have known it was on. Oh. Maybe I wish I'd been a better pop star. Maybe I wish I'd been a better pop star. I wish I'd been a better pop star. Baby, I wish I'd been a better pop star. Baby, I wish I'd been a better pop star.
We'll be right back. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
We're back on Stranded, and you heard there Dave Graney and the Mistley, Dave's latest project with Claire Moore. Between the two of them, they've put out, I think probably over 20 albums. The track was Baby, I Wish I'd Been a Better Pop Star. The record is called Zipper Dee Doo, What Is Was That This? And I'm sure they'll be out on the road pretty soon, touring this album extensively. On the road always is This Way North from Australia, two-piece. Catch them touring Canada this summer for sure. Their latest single there was called Night Terrors. And then the Disgruntled Taxpayers from Brisbane, Queensland. A great band of likes to write songs of social commentary. Escalator Etiquette was a song from $5 Toaster. New Canadian music for the remainder of the show. And I apologize. Last week I said I was going to play a couple of artists from Abbotsford and I missed out. I ran out of time. But today we'll get to them at the end of the show. The artists I'm referring to are Kuri and Kristen Whitco. But let's start out in this set with a track from Naomi Shaw. So she's formerly of the two-piece Twin Peaks, who are much acclaimed in Western Canada. That band is no longer active, but Naomi is embarking on a solo a project. And Piece by Piece is her record, which she's touring right now. And I saw her play a show in Williams Lake, BC, a few days back. She's been already played the Tiny Lights Festival this summer. And she'll be in, she just played Prince George. She'll be in Drayton Valley in July, Calgary, Drumheller. So Alberta next. Really great songs. And she's actually toured east coast of Canada. We're going to hear a track called Fine from that record, Piece by Piece. And then an artist named Mary Vell has a debut. She is from Toronto. The debut album is called Lesson. And this album dives deep into self-exploration and how her relationship with time is always changing. That album is called Lesson. We'll hear a track called Sinner. And then Jesse Labardet, he's a solo acoustic folk artist from BC. He grew up in Horsefly and he's been active for about 10 years. And his latest record is When You Fail. And we're going to hear a track from it called See You in the Storm. So three solo albums, three solo artists from Canada right now. Naomi Shaw, Merivale, and Jesse Labardet.
Always know there's nothing to fix if it ain't broke. You don't wanna dig, got nothing to show. Guess I'm just here to lighten the load. Just fine all alone. I'm fine on my own, 'cause I learned to be alone. I'm fine on my
If I knew you, I'd make you the best thing I can with my hands. If I knew you, I'd write you a song with few words. And if I were to, if I was free, I'd give you the time that I have. But I'll leave it and leave it and leave it. And I'll see you around sometime. Will you know that there's something on my side I need you to know? But I can't say. I've settled with someone above me, and goddamn, I'm trying to be good. The love that I thought I would never deserve, 'cause I'm too difficult. He knows I have problems and I can't sit still without.
Nothing left to hide, and I stare down every demon that I have just to see who blinks first. So I will dig in with both heels, and I will pull blades from my back and raise them up into the sky in proud defiance of your life. And I'm hoping I can be there when you fail. I wanna see that look in your eyes when you realize it's over and that everything that you've worked for is gone. And that don't make much of me, it's true. We're both gonna burn on this together, and together we're going down. Hoping I can be there when you fail. I wanna see that look in your eyes when you realize it's over and that everything that you've worked for is gone. And that don't make much of me. We're both gonna burn on this together. Together we're going down.
So we heard tracks from two BC-based artists, Naomi Shaw and Jessie Le Bourdais, both from latest records. Naomi's, it's her debut solo, Piece by Piece, we heard Fine. And the third track was from Jessie Le Bourdais, See You in the Storm, from his latest release, When You Fail. In the middle was Merrillville from Toronto, a singer-songwriter. Track from her debut album called Lesson, the track was Sinner. We're out of time. I'm going to leave you with two artists from Abbotsford, BC that I discovered. Thanks to the Birds of Canada blog, Adam runs that blog. He keeps it up to date with some fantastic independent music from BC. Curry. I believe these two artists have debut records out. So Curry, spelled K-U-R-I. The record is called No Village. And then Kirsten Whitco with the record Zone of Exclusion. So we're going to hear two tracks from these two records, both artists from Abbotsford. And then right at the end, we're going to squeeze in a track from Devon Townsend. He disbanded the Devon Townsend Project after many years, but he's now put out a record just under his own name. And the album's called Empath. We're going to hear a track called Evermore. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Again, we're at ostrandedradio.com. So, here's Curry with The Great Orator and Kristen Whitco with I'd Rather It Be With You. And Devon Townsend with Evermore. Bye-bye. Occasionally
Oh, 'cause when I
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakhlia, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.